Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show live in downtown Marion, Ohio. Well, I hope your week has been good. Mine has been pretty good. Started off the new year okay, and my wife and I didn't do too much to celebrate the new year. We just hung out around the house and just had a good time. And so, like I said, a pretty quiet new year. We watched the movie New Year's Eve, and which is kind of a tradition that we do every year. And so we just had a good time. Got a little funny story today to tell you. Oh, looks like we got a phone call coming in already. Let's check, see who this is. I'm not sure if this is going to be for us or not. Nope, looks like maybe they got it out front there because we didn't start our trivia yet. So I don't know if it'd be a trivia phone call today. Today we're giving away a Speedway gift card for trivia contestants. That's what we're giving away today. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. And we will put you in the drawing for 4:55 this afternoon, and then at 4:55 we will draw a winner and find out who the winner will be for this Speedway gift card. So that is what's going on for today, and that's what you can look forward to as we head throughout the afternoon together. And okay, now let me tell you my funny story. My wife ordered some nails. She loves Collar Street nails. They just stick on real easy. Well, she ordered some, had a tracking number, and they were supposed to be here yesterday. Well, they were not here yesterday, and they weren't here today. So I call the post office, and I'm talking to the guy, giving the tracking number, trying to find out what's going on. And he says, "Okay, ma'am, can I get your, is this Amber Redmond?" Well, I didn't have the guts to say, "No, this is no ma'am. This is actually a sir." So I just gave him my wife's name and went on. But have you ever been mistaken for a ma'am? That happens to me since I have a higher voice. People always are mistaking me. I go through the drive-through and they say, "Okay, ma'am, go ahead and pull around. We'll get your order." And it's like, "Okay, thank you." But as it's always happening to me, I'm telling you what. All right, we want to say thanks to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's out there online, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And we are streaming online via the station website, wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Okay, there's a new show around here, by the way, called Fired Up. It's a sports show featuring Terry Tackett and friends, and it's a great sports show. It was on last night from 7:15 to 8 p.m. It's going to be on next week on Thursday from 7:15 to 8 p.m., and Fired Up is going to supply a couple of gift cards for us next week right here on the program, so we want to say thank you to them, and check it out. Like I said, it's on different times, because they have different schedules, and there's a member of the firemen on here, and so they are a fire brigade. They call themselves the Fire Brigade, but the name of the show is Fired Up with Terry Tackett and friends. So check it out. It'll be on next week, Thursday night from 7:15 to 8 p.m. That's a sports show. You'll enjoy it. They know their stuff, so make sure you check them out. Right now, let's get to the trivia. Get the phone lines going here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's my phone number. Answer a trivia question, call in, I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Speedway gift card good for gas and merchandise inside the store. What ice cream flavor has been the most popular in the United States for more than 200 years? What ice cream flavor has been the most popular in the United States for more than 200 years? Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What flavor were the first Girl Scout cookies? Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. What were the first flavor of Girl Scout cookies? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream, most favorite.
Yes, most vanilla ice cream. Is that your favorite flavor?
A little bit, kind of, yeah.
Do you like to add any sort of chocolate sauce or anything to it?
Yeah, I like to mix a little peanut butter with it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, add some peanut butter with it, and that's a nice little dish, isn't it?
It does, yep.
Well, did you have a pretty good New Year?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good, good. We're looking forward to a better 2021, aren't we?
Oh, right.
All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and Mr. David, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. David Avery first on the draw today. During the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, creating one of the world's first what? During the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, a vendor rolled up a waffle-like pastry, creating one of the world's first what? To make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except what? To make a mummy, ancient Egyptians removed all the organs from the body except for what? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Was Thin Mint the first Girl Scout cookie?
Yes, that is right, the Thin Mint. Are you a fan of the Thin Mint?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good. I can get a whole tube of those and just sit down with those and they'll be gone in no time flat.
Yeah, same.
Well, how was your New Year?
Pretty good.
Good, yes. We're looking forward to a better 2021, aren't we?
Hopefully.
Hopefully so. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Miss Ashley, and you have a wonderful evening now.
You too.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye. 4:25 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. A stegosaurus dinosaur was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? The stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Why do cats get stuck in trees? Why do cats get stuck in trees? What animals were associated with witches? What animals were associated with witches? Hi, we're on the air.
Are you talking about the sugar waffle?
Yes, I'm talking about the sugar waffle. Yes, indeed. How you doing, Ralph?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. How was your New Year?
I stayed home, just watched TV and football.
Yeah, we stayed home and just watched a movie. That's all we did.
Yeah, and that's about all we do. Ate
some food.
Yeah. Had to have that pork and kraut, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, the weather's been about here steady in the 30s here lately, hasn't it?
It seems like it's going to hang out that way for the next at least 8 days, but
Yeah. Didn't hear about any snow yet, have you?
No, haven't heard anything about any change in that yet.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just take what we can get, won't we?
Yeah, just take her a day or time, really. We never know when it will sneak in.
Nope, because sometimes you'll look at the forecast and it'll change and you'll go, what? Where did that come from?
What gets me is you can say it's going to be here, but we never get it. But down south, you get loaded, you know, so they get covered up.
Yeah, right. That's the way it always goes.
All right, Nate, we'll get out of here in case somebody wants to get in there.
All right, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty, 4:27. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. And, here comes another one coming in already. Hi, we're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Heart. Yes, they take out the heart of a mummy. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, how's your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. What have you been up to? Playing?
I'm just in a bath.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling me today, and I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care, all right?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mr. Noah checking in with us here. And always like it when the kids check in with us, and always like it when everybody checks in with us here. I always like to hear from all of our regulars and everybody that calls. So if you're new and have never called, we'd like to hear from you too. Or if you're one of our regulars, my goodness, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question. The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? And my last trivia question for now, what is the most common type of wolf? What is the most common type of wolf? All right, we got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll do that and come back. If you try to call during the break, I will put you through and hold you through until the other side of the break. We will do some offbeat news coming up here shortly. We got a call coming in. Hang on, I will be with you on the other side of the break right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio on 107.1 FM WWGH. We'll be back after these words. Caller, hang on. We'll be right with you right after this.
NewsForce is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back, and I think we got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, that Chihuahuas are from Mexico.
Yeah, Chihuahuas are from Mexico. That is correct. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Nate?
Oh, I'm having a pretty good day. Had a pretty smooth trip in. No snow, just a little bit of cold. Doing all right.
Yeah, so are we. We just went out and did a few errands and back home now.
There you go. Keeping in where it's nice and warm and turning the furnace up, right?
No, we keep it set at 74, and it stays warm in here.
Oh, you keep it at about 74, huh?
Yeah.
That's a nice one. Yep, that's nice. Ours stays about 69, but my wife wished that we keep it at 74. It's an older furnace, so it has trouble keeping up some days.
Yeah.
74 is a nice temperature for sure.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a good New Year?
Yeah, we had a good New Year. We just stayed in, watched TV, and watched ball games.
Yeah, had some good food.
Yeah. We had our pork and sauerkraut.
Yeah, got to have that tradition. That's for sure. Yeah, we ended up having some veggie pizza and some pickle roll-ups.
Wow.
Quite a combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, it's good to hear from you, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay. You have a good evening now.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and that's Miss Becky right there checking in. 4:33 is the time. And you're welcome on our phone lines, too, here at 740-383-9944. And it looks like we got another one coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
A gray wolf.
A gray wolf is right. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. And is this my buddy Lucas?
Yes.
All right, Lucas, how's your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. Did you have a happy new year?
Why, yes.
All right, very good. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, heard from several folks here as the show opens up. Offbeat News and Trivia, and speaking of offbeat news, we have some right here. In fact, we were talking last week about Mr. David Rush, and he ended up setting his record, but hang on, we got another phone call to take. Hi, we're on the air.
Black Cat.
Black Cat is, that's the animal that is associated with witches. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Allison. How was your new year? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you staying warm on this cold day?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. An Idaho man capped off his goal of breaking 52 Guinness World Records in 52 weeks by recapturing the record for most juggling catches in 3 minutes with three balls. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, said taking on the juggling record on New Year's Eve allowed him to complete his goal of setting 52 records in 52 weeks. Rush said the goal to beat was 1,320 catches, an average of 440 per minute, and he started off strong with 538 catches in the first minute. Rush completed 494 catches in the second minute and 475 in the third minute, finishing with a total of 1,507 catches, an average of 502.3 catches per minute. If speed juggling for 1 minute is about like running a 400-meter dash, then juggling for 3 minutes is like trying to run that same pace for a full kilometer, Rush said. My arms burn like crazy at the end, but I'm glad to have this one back. So he did it, Mr. David Rush, 52 Guinness World Records in 52 weeks. Organizers of the 105th Pennsylvania Farm Show, which will be held virtually, are calling on residents to make butter sculptures for the Butter Up Contest. The Farm Show said submissions will be accepted January 9th through 16th of sculptures crafted from up to 5 pounds of butter, much smaller than the 1,000-pound sculptures typically displayed at the in-person version of the event. The winners will be selected by followers of the Farm Show Facebook page, and they will be receiving gift cards. The rules state participants are allowed to use chicken wire, sculpting wire, and a base to support the sculpture, but may not use food dye or any other type of coloring. Are you good at making stuff? How about making stuff out of butter? Well, you could submit something to the Pennsylvania Farm Show on their Facebook page, maybe win yourself a little gift card. But why do that when you can win a gift card right here, correct? A home for sale in Vermont is garnering attention online for an unusual feature. 7 jail cells in what was formerly a county jail. The home in Guildhall, listed for sale on Realtor.com, served as the jailer's residence before it ceased operations as the Essex County Jail in 1969. The jail, attached to the north wall of the home, includes 7 cells with barred windows. The jail still exhibits the original prison cells with barred windows and jailer's office, the listing states. The home, listed for $149,000, also includes 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and an updated kitchen with stainless steel appliances. And a bonus, you could have yourself 7 jail cells. That would be an interesting feature to share with your guests when they come over, wouldn't it? 4:39 is the time. Nate Redmond here on Offbeat News and Trivia. January the 6th is the date. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1759, George Washington and Martha Custis were married. 1838, Samuel Morse publicly demonstrated the telegraph for the first time. 1896, the first American women's 6-day bicycle race was held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. 1900, in India, it was reported that millions of people were dying from starvation. Also in the year 1900, off of South Africa, the British seized the German steamer Herzog. The boat was released on January 22, 1900. 1912, New Mexico became the 47th U.S. state. 1930, on this date, the first diesel engine automobile trip was completed after a run of 792 miles from Indianapolis, Indiana, to New York City, New York. 1931, Thomas Edison executed his last patent application. 1941, Richard Widmark made his debut on radio in the Home of the Brave. And in 1941, Alice Marble made her professional tennis debut when she defeated Ruth Hardwick of Great Britain at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And that's what happened on this January the 6th, on this day in history. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered. 740-383-9944. We are playing for a Speedway gift card today. That's what we're giving away today, a $5 Speedway gift card. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call me, answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing, and then we will randomly draw a name at 4:55. Stegosaurus dinosaur was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Why do cats get stuck in trees? Why do cats get stuck in trees? Okay, here's some more trivia questions that I haven't given you yet. What is the largest animal that has ever lived? What is the largest animal that has ever lived? An elephant has 40,000 muscles in what? That's more than an adult human has in his or her entire body. An elephant has 40,000 muscles in its what? That's more than an adult human has in its entire body. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing? Hey, I finally got through.
Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
All right. About the cats. When they get stuck in trees, they are afraid to come down.
Yep, they're afraid to come down, and also their claws point the wrong way to climb down.
Right. Yeah, that's the main thing. They're afraid to come down.
Yeah, yep. Bob, how was your New Year?
New Year's was great. We had the crowd. The potatoes, the whole nine yards. I cooked it up, left it on the stove. We watched the ball games, and people ate whatever they eat.
All right. Yeah, yep. That's the way to do it. Just have it right there handy, and when you're ready to go eat something, go eat.
That's what I do.
All yeah, right.
And happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, same to you. Happy New Year to you, and may it be a better year than last year.
All right. You have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, 4:44 is the time, and it's about time to take another break already. Feel free to send me an email anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. By the way, there's a brand new show happening here on WWGH. It kind of floats around depending on the evening, but it's always between 7:15 and 8 o'clock. It's called Fired Up, and it's a sports show with Terry Tackett and friends, and it will air next week, Thursday night from 7:15 to 8 o'clock, and they are going to sponsor some gift cards on next week's program right here on Offbeat News and Trivia, so we say thank you in advance to Fired Up, and be sure to listen. That's next week, Thursday night from 7:15 until 8 o'clock right here, WWGH.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And today we hear from Bernice. Bernice wants to know, Nate, I'm just curious, maybe a little bit nosy, she says, but what kind of car do you drive? Well, that's an unusual question, kind of, but I'll be happy to answer it. I drive a very old jalopy. I'll tell you exactly what. See if I can get the year right on this. A 2002 Ford Explorer. It's burgundy, and that's what I drive. 2002 Ford Explorer. So, Bernice, there you go. That's the answer to your question. You can email the inbox anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hello, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great.
Hey, I've been tuning, listening on and off, tuning in and out. I'm tuning back in now. Have anybody answered the Stegosaurus question?
Nobody has.
I'm gonna take a stab at it, but I don't want a prize because I just won, and I don't want to be greedy. But was it her tail?
Yes.
Knew it.
Yep.
I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was a little girl. Sadly, I never achieved my dreams. I drive a bus for a living, but hey.
Well, that's good. I didn't think anybody would get that one.
I did not have to Google that, I'll have you know.
Just good old-fashioned knowledge.
Yeah, never hurt nobody, huh?
Never did.
Well, have a good show, Nate.
Hey, all right. Thanks for the call.
Toodles.
All right. Bye-bye. 4:49 is the time. Offbeat News and Trivia. And I've got a couple of trivia questions left here. The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? And on which TV reality show do contestants race around the world? On which TV reality show do contestants race around the world? And that's all I've got for today. Those are my trivia questions. If you know the answers to any of them, 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and I will sign you up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card good for gas and merchandise inside the store. So if that tank is looking a little low and you'd like to maybe help top it off a little bit, it won't fill you up, but it'll help you get in the right direction. Hey, give me a call, and you just might be the winner. All right, let's check in with the weird word of the week. It's time to head down the long hallway to my little classroom. Make a right, I have my socially distanced chairs all spread out. They have been sanitized, and they're ready to go according to CDC guidelines. And it's on the chalkboard. The weird word of the week, and it is nimiety. Nimiety. N-I-M-I-E-T-Y. Nimiety. It's a noun, and what could it mean? Well, I'll tell you. The definition is excess or overabundance. Excess or overabundance. And the origin of nimiety goes way back to 1555 to 1565 and comes from the late Latin. So there you go. You can expand your English language right there with nimiety, excess or overabundance. try dropping that into a sentence sometime and showing off for all of your friends. Okay, well, I have some more offbeat news here. And since the show is offbeat news and trivia, I've tried to get in a little bit more offbeat news here as I can. Hey, we got another call coming in first, though. Yeah. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, it's the end of the show.
Yeah,
Your last question is Amazing Race.
Right. That is right. Very good, Bob.
So I cleared it up for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. A remorseful thief who took the sword from a statue of a Revolutionary War hero in Massachusetts returned the sculpture's blade to the City Historical Commission with his apologies. Cindy P. Gaylord, chair of the Westfield Historic Commission, said a man contacted Westfield City Hall in December and asked to be connected with someone involved with the commission. His message was very cryptic, Gaylord told the Springfield Republican. He said he was in possession of something that belonged to Westfield and he wanted to return it. Gaylord arranged to meet in person with the man, who then recounted to her the story of how he was a student at Westfield State University in 1980 and ended up taking the bronze sword from the sculpture of General William Shepard, a Revolutionary War hero in the city's downtown. He said he pulled it with such force that he fell backwards off the pedestal with the sword in his hand. The sword pierced his shirt near his stomach and stabbed into the ground. His buddies had to pull him up. The man said he and his sister recently rediscovered the sword while going through family belongings, and he decided to attempt to return it to the city. Wow, that would be quite the thing to hold on to for some time. A big old sword from a statue that you stole when you were in school. Oh, boy, that is something else. A Michigan bed and breakfast built five ice shanties, structures favored by ice fishermen, to allow the business to continue to serve food amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Little Traverse Inn in Leelanau County said the five shanties, which cost a total of $25,000 and were designed and decorated by local artists, have allowed the business to continue outdoor dining despite the winter temperatures. Grammy Leask, owner and chef at the Little Traverse Inn, said he and his employees came up with the idea for the shanties during the summer when indoor dining was suspended due to the pandemic. You know, it's about like those little ice igloos that they had over Christmas. I don't know if they're still in downtown Delaware or not, but they were outside that little pizza place that is right near the statue of President Hayes on the corner there in downtown Delaware. They had little ice igloos that a party of eight could eat in. It was a little pizza shop there. And so that was kind of cool. But it wasn't cool because they had them warmed up inside. And I heard of someone that had actually had to wait 4 hours to eat in one. 4 hours! I don't think I'd wait 4 hours to eat anywhere. Maybe Cheesecake Factory. I don't know. No, not even that. Not even that. Okay, it's time to find out who the winner is of our Speedway gift card. Thank you to everybody that called. Thank you to Sarah. Thank you to Bob. Thank you to Allison. Thank you to Lucas. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Ralph. And thank you, David. Thank you, everybody that called here at WWGH 107.1 FM, your favorite radio station, also known as Marion's Talking Place. Let's mix these up real good and find out who our winner is for today on this January the 6th. On this cold day in January. All right. The winner is Mr. Ralph Thacker. Ralph Thacker, congratulations. You win this Speedway gift card. Good for gas and merchandise inside the store. We will absolutely send this out in the mail to you. We will put that in our mailbox tonight. Maybe I'll... No, I usually don't put them in my mailbox. I'm afraid they'll get stolen. So I usually go down to the Waldo post office and put them in the box out front there for safekeeping. That's what I usually do. So I will get that put in tonight, and hopefully they'll get sent out of tomorrow's mail. And we'll get that sent out to you, Ralph. And thank you so much for calling, everybody. It was good to hear from all of you. Got just enough time for Ladies' Corner. You can find this recipe here on Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture. Today's recipe is Raspberry Angel Cake. Raspberry Angel Cake. Here's what you need. 3 cups of boiling water. 2 packages of Jell-O raspberry flavored gelatin, 1 package, 12 ounces of frozen red raspberries, do not thaw, 1 package, 7.5 ounces round prepared angel food cake cut into 21 thin slices, 1 cup Cool Whip whipped topping. Here's how to make it. Add boiling water to gelatin mixes in medium bowl. Stir 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Add berries. Stir until thawed. Pour into 9-inch round pan sprayed with cooking spray. Arrange cake slices in concentric circles over gelatin with slices overlapping as necessary to completely cover gelatin. Refrigerate 3 hours or until gelatin is firm. Unmold onto plate. Top with Cool Whip. And there you have Raspberry Angel Cake. All right. Sound good? Sounds good to me. Again, you can find that recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. Radionate.webs.com. You can find Offbeat News on there. You can also find recipes on there. There's a bunch of pictures of me on there. I don't know why I've got so many pictures of me on there. I've got my pictures of me and my wife on there both. And so I don't really know why I got so many pictures on there. I guess because it's my website. I don't know. But anyhow, you can check it out, radionate.webs.com. And also, we thank the radio station for letting us stream live on their website, wwgh1071.com. And you can also find this show posted later, and you can listen to it over and over again on the show archives, wwgh1071.com. It's time for me to go. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'll be back next Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock right here. Have a good one.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well, I
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests